From Monday, COVID guidelines are changing. At work, that means a change from work from home unless necessary to attend in person, to attendance at work for specific business requirements may commence on a phase and staggered attendance basis from the 20th of September. Mary Connaughton is director of CIPD Ireland, that's the Chartered Institute of Personnel and Development. Mary Connaughton, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin.
So what are you expecting from Monday?
So on Monday, what we're expecting is that small numbers of employees will be coming back into their workplace on a trial basis. Many people who've been working from home haven't been in their place of work for 18 months, and the workplace will have changed quite significantly because lots of new protection measures will have put in place. As you say, it is a staggered and phased return, so we are not expecting all employees to be attempting to come back, but rather over the coming months, this will be a trial period for people to come back to understand their new workplace and to get accustomed to the new ways of working.
Do you have to go back into the workplace?
Not in the immediacy. On a technical basis, if a person has an employment contract that has said that their office is their main place of work, that still is in existence, and the lockdown and the pandemic hasn't changed that fact. So that's what's written in a contract. Now, we know many employers are bringing in a hybrid model, so we'll be working out who should be in the office when and working with employees to come up with those best answers to meet the business need. But there hasn't been a change to the employment contract, which states the location of work. And if people want to change that, that's a different conversation around changing their employment contract.
Plenty of people have successfully done their job from home for over a year now. How will that be reflected into the future?
Well, we think the hybrid working will start to give the opportunity to benefit from things that have been missed out and take advantage of the things we've gained. So yes, we and our CIPD figures show that there has been an increase in productivity for many organisations. And we saw that very much around being more focused in terms of what people were doing and less kind of social engagement and social interaction. But we're also finding out that there's been a dip in teamwork, a dip in collaboration and innovation. And for the future of businesses, they need to be back on the table and happening. So where we see this happening is really people coming back for particular activities. So they're coming back to engage with people, to build social connections, because we've all missed that social connection. And it's a really important part of our mental health to be able to have people and colleagues that we get to know well and turn to for support. So they're all areas that need to be addressed, and returning to the workplace has to help address some of that.
Will there be barriers to people coming back to work? Instances where employees or people who run offices or workplaces will have to say to people, you can't come back in yet because there simply isn't enough space for you?
There certainly is. For the moment, from the 20th of September, the 2 metre physical distancing rule still applies in the main, and workplaces who can't deliver that have to have workarounds for that in terms of screens and that. But yes, we don't expect that everybody will be being brought back in for physical reasons, as well as also for risk of contamination reasons. So we wouldn't recommend that everyone would come back. So hence what we're seeing happening is where people are coming back for a particular reason is they would be assigned days to come back. And then you'd have one group in on one day and another group in on another day. But that also means things like desks will be quite different because they're likely to be hot desking or common desks rather than having your own individual space.
What about people who come to work with symptoms, with a cough or with a stuffed up nose? Is it their responsibility not to come in? Can someone else tell them to go home or to get tested?
Absolutely. I mean, we think there's been a lot of personal responsibility shown in Ireland, and individuals still need to continue that. All those rules and all those protections are in place. So if anyone has symptoms, they should immediately be talking to their doctor and organising a test. There's also an onus on an employer, if they hear of a person on site with any symptoms, that they are immediately asked to self-isolate and also to go and get tested. So the public guidelines still apply. And yes, we would want to see them very clearly applied to in the workplace, because we don't want workplaces to become a source of the spread of infection.
We see Italy from next month making it compulsory for all workers to have a COVID green pass. That will mean proof of vaccination, a negative test or recovery from the virus. Could that happen here?
No, interestingly, the guidance from government and from the Data Protection Commissioner is very clear that there is no entitlement on an employer to ask an employee if they have been vaccinated or to be vaccinated, except in particular unique circumstances, for example, in some of the food sector or in the health sector. But in general, an employer cannot ask an employee if they have been vaccinated and cannot require an employee. Vaccination is not a sort of a workplace protection measure in Ireland. Now, in practice, a lot of employees have been very open. We've all been very open about being vaccinated. But with a population of 90% being vaccinated, the number of people who are not vaccinated will be low in any particular set of circumstances.
There will be lots of people looking forward to getting back to a workplace on Monday. But there will be lots of people who don't want to go back.
We're seeing quite a bit of anxiety out there around this idea of returning to the workplace. People have established patterns and ways of working for the last 18 months, and that's being disrupted. And for many people, it's going to feel like starting a new job. So we do see nervousness. We also see nervousness around travel. So we're saying where people need to go into the office, they should be going, not having to travel at peak times. So that all needs to be managed. And then by bringing people in for like an induction day, that can help to sort of ease some of that pressure. We know when people get together and sort of appreciate the social connection and what they've missed, that that will help bring its own energy to people returning. But we're very conscious that there's nervousness, and we're saying to employers they do need to be compassionate and they do need to be considerate and really bring people back on as much as a social reason and a getting to know the workplace and each other. There's also a lot of teams out there that have new team members that have never met face to face before, so it is an opportunity for team bonding and social connection, and that space needs to be allowed in the coming weeks.
Mary Connaughton, Director of CIPD Ireland, that's the Chartered Institute of Personnel and Development. Thank you very much for coming into us this morning.